Hi everyone, welcome to more fun celebrity facts. This week I'm talking about BTS. So, BTS, also known as the Bangtan Boys, is a South Korean boy band formed in 2010. The band consists of Jin, Suga, J-Hope, RM, Vinin, V, and Jungkook, who co-write or co-produce much of their material. Originally a hip-hop group, they expanded their musical style and incorporate a wide range of genres. While their lyrics have focused on subjects including mental health, the troubles of school age, youth and coming of age, loss, the journey towards self-love, individualism, and the consequences of fame and recognition. BTS was formed in 2010 after a Big Hit Entertainment CEO, Bang Si-hyuk, who wanted a form of a hip-hop group around RM. Kim Namjoon, an underground rapper well known on the music scene of Seoul, at the time, physical album sales were on a decline and digital reviews were not high enough to compensate BTS's reputation by Big Hit rather than one of three agencies that determined K-pop at the time, allowed the individual members leeway to express their individually and have an input into music. On June 12, 2013, BTS released their debut single album, Too Cool for School, along with the lead single for No More Dream, neither of them which sold particularly well at the time. The last entry in BTS's school trilogy, the School Love Affair EP, was released in February 2014. The release topped the Gaon album chart and appeared on the Billboard's World Albums chart for the first time, peaking at number 3. In August 2014, BTS released the album Dark and Wild, which reached number 2 in South Korea, and it was supported by two singles, Danger and War of Hormone. The group embarked on their first concert tour, 2014, BTS Live Trilogy Episode 2, The Red Bullet, which lasted from October to December. In September of 2016, BTS released their second Japanese studio album, Youth. The album sold 44,547 copies on the first day of its release, and charted at first at the Oricon Daily Album Chart. The album was eventually certified as gold and sales of roughly over 100,000 in Japan. BTS won major awards at the Golden Disc and Seoul Music Awards in January 2018, and then in March, the group premiered an 8-episode documentary titled Burn Stage that offered a behind-the-scenes look at their 2017 Wings Tour, exclusively on YouTube Premium. In April 2020, BTS became the first K-pop artist to sell more than 20 million albums consumedly, making them the best-selling artists in South Korean history. That month, amid the pandemic restrictions, BTS held a 2-day online streaming concert event titled Bang Bang Con, where the group shared footage of past concerts on their YouTube channel. BTS released their first English language single, Dynamite, on August 21st. Dynamite debuted at number 1 on the US Billboard Hot Chart 100, earning BTS their first chart topper and making them the first all South Korean act to earn number 1 single in the US. On May 21st, BTS released their second English language single, Butter. It debuted at number 1 on the Hot 100, their fourth number 1 9 months, making them the quickest act to achieve 4 chart toppers since Justin Timberlake in 2006, and the fastest group since The Jacksons, 5, in 1970. Their next English language single was Permission to Dance. It was released on July 9th. It became BTS's 8th number 1 in digital songs, chart extending their record as the group of the most number 1 entries in the ranking. On September 24th, 2021, the band released the single My Universe with Coldplay. The single debuted at number 1 on the Hot 100, making its first collaboration between two groups to debut at number 1. On October 4th, 2021, My Universe became BTS's 6th Hot 100 number 1, achieving the fastest accumulation of 6 chart toppers since The Beatles in 1964-1966. On June 10th, 2022, BTS released their three CD anthology album, Proof. On June 14th, during their 9th anniversary celebrations, the band announced a temporary suspension of group activities to focus on solo projects and other individuals. So now you know about BTS. They are absolutely awesome. I wasn't like major into them, but when I watched was it called Squid Game, and I saw that guy who was in Big Bang, the other K-pop group I talked in a previous podcast. When I listened to Big Bang, I just researched a lot of other K-pop songs and K-pop boy bands that we have that they have up in South Korea, and BTS came next, and I was like, okay. And plus, I kind of knew them a little bit because of the My Universe song, because obviously I love Coldplay, and I was like, oh, hang on, BTS, and I remembered them, so I was like, oh, it's them. So yeah, so they're pretty good. Probably my favourite, that's probably like my favourite song that they've done, but my favourite like English language single they've done, Permission to Dance, has to be my all-time favourite, because I just love like I love that sort of music. It just makes me hyped up and just makes me happy. So next week I'll be talking about another boy band called The Wanted, so stay tuned everybody and take care.